Hey folks, Brad here with Maritime Paintball Podcast. This week we're back from an unintended vacation with loads of stuff to talk about, including streetball at Moncton Paintball, and I have huge news to share. So, as always, we'd love to hear from you, so please reach out on social media at Maritime Paintball Podcast or by email at maritimepaintballpodcast@outlook.com. And now on with the show.
Go live so we're not wasting all this great footage.
Oh yeah, I thought I hit the button. I guess I didn't. Luckily, I hit the record button. Though, so we got that going for us. What do you think? So here's what I'm thinking. For anybody who's watching, they'll be able to see what I'm thinking.
We got
a little bit of stuff we're going to talk about real quickly. We can just mention the background here, the change.
I'm so glad that you you didn't even tell me that you were just switching it on. You're just like, click, here we go, and sip your coffee. I'm going to have my burn. So first of all, hi, everybody.
Brittany's watching.
It's very informal, and it's been a while since we've been back. So first of all, it's nice to be back, everybody. Sorry, it's been a long 2 weeks.
Mm.
Our unofficial paintball energy drink.
Yes, the official paintball energy, rain energy. Yeah,
they do not sponsor us.
It's but no, they should, but they make but they a fantastic don't. Energy drink, don't they?
Yeah,
they really
yeah,
do.
They do. I like the orange better, but that's still really good. Welcome to the Maritime Paintball Podcast. You know me; I'm your king of paintball, Thomas Castle, and today with me is
the one and only Bradley O'Dell,
that guy,
creator of the number. Stuff. Five paintball podcast in the world. I have no idea what
we're
ranked as.
The number two paintballer on our. We've had the number two paintball YouTuber.
Yeah, I don't know what we're ranked as. I don't care. I don't watch that shit.
We're the number one podcast in the Maritimes, and that's
that's the way we have the number one paintball podcast in Fredericton.
And Moncton.
Just New Brunswick. We're just going to take New Brunswick. We can take the Maritimes.
We're the Maritime Paintball Podcast, you schmuck. It's your own name.
We could go even further.
The hell, you're dropping
the
ball.
We can go even further.
East Coast?
East of Montreal.
I think so.
Yeah, I think we're going to take that.
We have to get some of those. East of Montreal, Vegas, as far as we can go, because we're not.
I don't know the name of the towns right now. What's the name of the town right on the edge of the border of Quebec and Ontario? Like, what is that? Gatineau. East of Gatineau.
East of Montebello, baby.
East of Montebello. There we go.
East of Montebello, just because I love the town.
Whoa. So Hold on.
Over to what?
We lost connection.
Did you break something?
I didn't break shit, but we lost connection.
Something? Please keep this page open.
It's back.
You can hang on.
Okay. It's back. I don't know
really?
What happened.
I finally start hawking the product for the first time. I'm just
honest
doing
to God,
actually
man.
Actually acting
as
half
soon
professional.
As you, yeah, as soon as
and
you
it
started
shits
it.
Itself.
100%. That's exactly
so,
what just happened.
Let's try that again. We are the Maritime Paintball Podcast. We are brought to you by our fantastic sponsors who we don't have a reel for because. We're getting back on track. Is DEFCON Paintball, Big Daddy G. I love you, Garner.
Big Daddy G.
I don't know if the code
Maritimes
still works. If it does, use it. And if it doesn't, you can use the code Nightmare.
Nightmare PB.
Nightmare PB. You can use his code. Go ahead. Who else are we going to thank? Because I promised Frontline is going to be on tomorrow. I believe it's Friday tomorrow.
Fridays. They have the Friday slot. So yeah, we did promise them a shout out because
cool. I did, in the interest of
professionalism,
the nation building, the nation of Smokanda did reach out to the Frontline Nation and the Nightmare Nation. And, we definitely had a good treaty meeting. They're wonderful, wonderful dudes. So definitely go and see, Tango and, his partner, his Tom, because like I've said before, every paintball podcaster needs a Tom.
It's true.
And so.
It's true. It's true.
Yes, and his Tom is amazing.
And we're also, we've got PB Swag Bag. Don't forget about them. They hook us up with some great swag.
I reap I reap the benefits when those swag bags come in, and there's some really cool stuff. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. So
and
that's
great. Where I was tonight, because tonight was Tactical Thursday at our fantastic sponsor, Moncton Paintball.
One of the premier fields in the Maritimes.
Home of the town of Mag Hill.
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely need to get out there. We were testing out some of the games for the Biowarfare, I believe is the name, on the 4th.
I believe so.
That's going to be at Moncton.
Uh-huh.
We have some legendarily awesome people coming. I'm hoping that my Hypersports, my Knights of the Blunted Table from Hypersports will be there, Will and all those monsters, because they're like I said before, they're like your cousins that you know are coming to the family reunion and you're all excited to see them.
Right, yeah, they're the cool cousins, right? Like they're the cool cousins who are just like, you want to go for a walk? Yeah, I'm going to go for a walk.
They're your cool American cousins that you only see like once every so often. They're not like your regular cousins, like our friends from St. John. I love you, Darren. I hope that we see some of our fellow Nova Scotia brethren, Mr. Jacob and the Fantastic Miss Elise and that gang, because I love all those guys.
I'd love to see everybody come. Gals. It'd be great. It'd be great to get everyone together for a big game as we can make in the Maritimes.
I would love to see this, you know, this, and it's going to be some cool scenarios. I saw smoke stuff. They've got safes. I saw bolt cutters. I saw some really cool.
Yeah.
I saw some cool shit tonight. It was a little, you know, how it gets when you play late in the summer, your shit gets fogged up. You can play a few games, but,
didn't help that it poured rain yesterday. Missed it all day today.
Wasn't too bad here. We had some really good sunny breaks.
Yeah, but the humidity is through the roof. Your mask's gonna fog.
Then last Saturday we had SummerSlam Street Ball at Moncton, which was it was banging. Mm-hmm. I was sassy. I did sassy things. Mr. Josh has got tired of me bitching about buying secondhand speedball markers. So our benevolent sponsor made me an offer I couldn't refuse, and I am now the proud owner of a Shocker amp.
That's the one I wanted to.
Blackout.
It is. I'm still getting a Shocker amp. I don't know when, but I'll just make sure it's a different color.
Well, don't worry about it right now. It's black right now, but it's going to get anodized over the winter break. And of course, you know, she's going to be black and gold because that is how your king rolls.
Mm-hmm.
It was a phenomenal day. That thing shot like butter. I went out, I woke up this morning. I'm like, God, I'd like to working at the office. And I'm just like, I can almost see the field from where I'm working. And I'm like,
could just pop over.
Get away with
I could just
go over
just for an hour, just for the lunch break.
Oh yeah. Well, that's what happens. You get a new toy. Oh, man, if I could have gone over and played a couple rounds on my lunch break, I probably would. But then I have to explain why I've got a marker at school, and that's a whole bunch of... It would be my day that our superintendent decided to come and see the school, and there's Tommy with a bag full of paintball markers, and...
Yeah.
Look at him. Are you winking at me? Are you trying to...
No, my eye is really, really itchy, and I'm trying not to dig into it. Yeah, I'm really bummed that I missed street ball. I know that it was a good time. I saw the photos. Melanie Carr from Sons of Barnaby out in Barnaby took amazing photos from what I could see.
Yes. Yep. The ones that I've seen are fantastic. Mel's amazing. Her work is second to none.
Mm-hmm.
We
have to get up there before winter. I don't know how we're going
to
do it.
We spoke to them about it. I spoke to the cats, and they're going to work something out. We're going to work something out after this weekend. Cool. Mrs. Cool. B's on her last play, so we'll be able to do. Okay, let's see. I forgot because I've been so long doing my job. Chris Struck, you're dead sexy. I love you. Michael Alexis Jr., if I met you, I love you. If I haven't met you, I still love you. Brandon Melvin, hello. Nice to see you. Nice to see you. Christopher Struck hit 200 subs, so I'm going to guess 187 of them are bots.
Oh, also, I love that Marky Mayer says, I'm still subbed. We know, Marky, you'll always be our sub. Ponage is out there.
Ponage?
Pony's out there waving hello.
And
Brittany Stewart,
I
of course.
I love Pwnage. He makes me happy.
Let's see. And Alexander Cameron. What's up, buddy?
Scotia! So, I'm so sad that I missed you when you were down, buddy. But don't worry. I've put the word out. We are definitely going back to Commando to see you guys again. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to bring my knights. I've got to bring my team down.
We will load up the chariot. And we...
Oh, man.
The war wagon?
Yeah.
Oh.
The king's retinue.
You know what we should do?
It's the king in his court is what it is.
What we really need to do.
Kenny is the jester.
Is I'm gluing a hat to his head.
When he's asleep. I'm down for that.
What we need to do is we need to rent a van, pile a bunch of idiots into it, because it's going to be great. But I say.
Yep.
I say, like, we save up the cash. It's going to be a little expensive, but we save up the cash. Okay? We got all winter. Let's get that shit wrapped for the weekend.
Oh, well, once we sort out things, we were talking at the beginning of the year, January, I'm going to start, I'm going to have that locked down by my birthday. I'm going to know who's in that van, if it's going to be 6, if it's going to be 8, if it's going to be 10. And them sons of bitches are going to have their money in my hand. Like,
mm-hmm.
Put that shit in my hand. We're not. And, of course, the caveat that I'm not babysitting. And the bus leaves when it leaves. So get your shit and get on the bus.
Yeah. We're not babysitting you. You break a leg at D-Day? You broke a leg at D-Day.
Yeah, it sucks, dude. You can go back to the hotel.
We'll bring a switch.
You're in Canada, so you're paid for.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we don't have to take you out to the pasture and shoot you. So we'll bring, break a leg.
That's fine.
You're fine.
I'll drug you if you piss me off in the bus. I won't actually kick you off. If you've paid, you've paid, and the contract's a contract. I'll just personally drug you.
Yeah, the contract will clearly state that you will be on there, and we will get you there. Whether or not you'll be conscious, that is to be seen.
Yep. Oh, get it wrapped. Get the van wrapped. And just run a camera in that fucking thing the whole way. Just keep changing the batteries on the GoPro.
Not even, man. Just wire it up to a fucking... Plug it into the 12-volt.
All I would want is a switch. So that you can... That somebody can just press the button and turn it on. And just pass the fucking thing around.
Mm.
You'd never know when the camera's on and off. It'd be hilarious.
Yeah. That would be dope.
You'd get some really funny stuff out of those monkeys in the back of that truck.
It would.
I'm figuring we get the Hypersports boys.
I'll
say it. I don't know.
I'd like to.
That's 4. I'm sure they would do it. And 2, that's 6. So there's a 6-passenger van. We're right. We're rocking and rolling.
Right. We're killing it. Right.
So we are formally extending the invitation to the Nova Scotia MagFed monkeys and their retinue. I know what I called them. I know what I called Kenny.
I don't disagree.
I noticed. I noticed.
But yeah, so we need to get there. Now, there is one small potential hiccup. Now, it has already been cleared. It has already been cleared. But it is a variable that needs to be taken into account. Going to D-Day. Also, this kind of ties into some news.
Are you going to explain that? Yeah, you're going to have to... You pop that one. That's not my pop.
Yeah, so we've been missing for like 2 weeks.
On the spot!
Almost 3. And, so life's been a little bit nuts, and if anybody who follows me on Facebook already knows, but if you don't, I am very excited to announce that I will be a dad. I'm going to be a dad, and that the little one is due to arrive in April. So, that's 2 months before D-Day. So, luckily, Brittany... being the beautiful, amazing person she is, has already said, no, you're good to go. You go. You can go to D-Day. But there will be no argument when she says, I need a girls' weekend. Absolutely.
Yeah. No, there's never an argument about that, dude.
No.
You shouldn't be arguing that shit anyway.
No, there never is.
Do what you're told.
100%. Aaron Miner's up there. Greg Bailey, what's happening, my man? Yeah, so that's kind of cool. I'm super pumped, which means what's going to be really funny is that it's going to be 2 months in of me being a dad. I'm probably just going to pass out and sleep for the full 8 hours for the first time in 2 months in that van. Yeah,
basically it.
I can't wait, yeah, though. I'm excited. I'm pumped. I'm super. Braid. King? Braid? What? Greg, you got to work. Greg, buddy, speak in full sentences there, man. Speak in full sentences, please. Also, you may have noticed the background looks a little different.
Luffy!
I have a new studio. It's my living room. So, yeah. There's lots of changes happening. Lots and lots of changes. Also, on top of that, we're going to add even more changes, but we're going to put this change up to you. And I'm kind of throwing this at Tom, a little blindsided here, bud. But we already kind of talked about it.
Okay.
Thursday nights are cutting into Tactical Thursday. Right?
So what do you want to do?
So I'm thinking.
Earlier, later.
I'm thinking we put it to a vote to the viewers. Of what day of the week they would prefer to watch. But Friday's not an option. We're not going to cut into the Frontline Boys' time. Also, Monday is behind the bunker. So it leaves Tuesday and Wednesday.
Thank you, Greg. I still love and miss you, buddy. Give your kid your phone now so you can have peace and quiet.
Christopher, suck my...
Well, it's got to be... See, it's got to be then. It's got to be Wednesday because I have a long-standing commitment on Tuesday that I cannot break.
I know. So that's what I'm thinking. So
it's got to be Wednesday or Thursday, guys.
I think we're gonna have to move to Wednesday.
But Tactical Thursday's only gonna run a little bit longer.
That's the other thing too that I was saying, and that's why I wanted to kind of discuss this. I'm thinking, is it?
And it's once every 2 weeks.
Right, and if we can get
a little later,
if we can get the Wi-Fi. Well, the problem is that like. We'd have to go live. Yeah. It's a long drive for me.
I would say we get a single microphone and we plug it into a portable rig and we hardline right into Mr. G's internet and we just do it right from the kitchen, maritime style.
That's what I was thinking. We got to test that. We
got
to test.
Or we
that
do it from the office. They've got internet out there.
Yeah,
it's not Rogers.
It just needs to be
plug it in
strong enough to support a stream, right?
Oh,
so
he's absolutely got hard line into that house, so I wouldn't worry about that.
Well, the only thing I'm worried about is like you can hard line DSL and you can basically do hard line 7 megabits, and it's not enough.
We'll take a look. We'll head out there and we'll see.
Right. And if we can keep the Thursdays, I'd like to keep Thursdays because we've got the pattern down. Right. So but maybe that's what we do. Maybe every because yeah. I'm thinking I'm only going to travel up for Tactical Thursdays when it's a first strike night because it's.
Yeah.
Right. It doesn't make sense for me to travel for 2 hours to play a little bit of Magfed paintball.
No. You got to come down to use your first strikes.
Right.
Because we still have a bunch because of our fantastic sponsors at DefConPaintball.com.
Yeah.
For hooking us up with some first strikes that I've got a box of that are just waiting, screaming, dying, begging to be used. And it ain't going to be me using them. So
they got
to
get used. Yeah. And maybe that's what we do then. We go live from the field once every 2 weeks, assuming I can get up there once every 2 weeks. Maybe I can't. You know what I mean?
What almost happened tonight. We could have probably done it had we had more than a day's planning, but the weather's just been shite. So it's kind of been like, roll the dice. Hope for the best.
Yeah, that was the thing. Is I didn't want to drive up and get rained out.
We played on, man, and it wasn't bad at all. It was misty.
Yeah.
But you get fogged up. Like, I would have had to have my goggles. It was still a lot of fun.
Yeah.
For rainy, wet paintball, I don't give a shit. Yeah, the paint was wonky. We were playing with a bunch of renters, but we were testing games. And
nice.
It is known that I love scenario-based paintball. To me, that is the most team deathmatch. Can't be arsed for it. I'll go sit out and smoke. Ow, fuck, that one hurts. That one's going to turn into a nice one, I think.
I love me some cap. Like, I don't mind capture the flag. I don't mind it.
Oh, I want things like, all right, first thing you need to do is go and find the code. Then you need to go...
Yeah,
like
I talked
to Darren.
The bombs
that we were diffusing at PRZ. Oh. when we were sitting there, the lady ref and I, and I'm just chilling, sitting on a counter, and I'm looking out the window, people are running by, and I'm popping shots, and I'm just waiting for the bomb to run its time. And I was so content just sitting there, chatting away with her. Just kind of chilling. But then people would come in, like there's a purpose. Like even in COD, I'm dog shit. Like I can't stand.
No, there's a reason. Yeah, you're looking for a reason. You're looking for something, a direction to go in.
I need a purpose, damn it, a purpose.
Right, and I was on the phone with Darren actually. He talked me through the games and just wanted to get my 2 cents because for some reason he thought that mattered. And actually, no, I was actually really honored that somebody reached out to me and was like, "Hey, I want your opinion on my game." And I was like, oh, "Yes, absolutely, I want to know what's going on." I love the idea of a it's a simple little chain, and you hand a player a pair of bolt cutters. It's so simple, but it's something extra. You know what I mean? Like it's just that extra level of involvement. You know what I mean?
It's that extra oomph. It's that extra little bit of care. It's that extra that it's just nice.
Yeah.
Since our community is small. Greg, God, dude, I would. That September 11th game sounds so delicious, but I have no way.
Yeah.
To get to your beautiful place and play. If I could get there, dude, yep. I would be there so quick it would spin your fucking head.
Yeah.
Not even for the game. As it's much just to see you guys.
Right? I'd like love they yes. are.
I get.
To I run with Greg again would be telling, great.
Greg and Kong and Konga
mm-hmm,
have
mm-hmm.
been like this time coming back from this trip. It was hanging out with those two and right. telling stories of rolling with the king. Got my bubble gun. What are you doing?
It's like the happiest
bubble gun. And there's boom, boom. And there's first strikes going past in between like Kongo and I are standing here and shots are going between us. And we both turn around. We flip them off. He shoots his bubble gun and he just like dances and toddles away.
Yeah.
And right. he is like, the energy I wish I had. And he's so, so happy on the field that that's what I try to kind of follow because right. Kongo makes it just,
it's fun,
makes you
right?
want to have fun out there. Yeah.
I would love to go. Unfortunately, I'm going to be in Edmonton, Alberta on September 11th. So I'm actually going to be there from September 6th to September 13th. So if there's anybody out in Alberta, in Edmonton, who wants to meet up and have a drink, that'd be great. Except for the 10th, because that's my brother's birthday. Or his wedding. Sorry, not his birthday. It's his wedding. So
just take him paintballing on the 9th.
He wouldn't paintball. He's too...
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's an accountant.
You're not going to say it.
He does not like.
You're not gonna say.
He was a curler, but he never did combat sports. I did martial arts, paintball, rugby. He did curling. I mean, he was really good at curling, so he did that a lot. and now he's getting married, and she's a sweetheart. Love the fact that she's joining the family.
It's a good time to say that. It's a good time to be like, Brad, she's joined the family. It's like, fuck that bitch. I don't want her in the family. Your brother's like, this is the time you tell me, right? Walk better than walking down the aisle. She's a man.
Anyway,
pulls the mask off, Scooby-Doo style. It can't be like fucking Ace Ventura, though, because that I watched that recently with Mrs. B. She'd never seen it.
That is not a kid's movie. Shit.
That movie, I don't know why my sisters brought me to see it with one of my friends. We were like 9. It's just like, why?
I rewatched it. Why and I, would I, you? As a child, I never understood that joke.
But there's a lot of jokes.
But
I didn't
rewatching
understand.
the world's worst case of hemorrhoids. Now I just lost it laughing at that joke.
Oh my God! It was so offensive. And oh my God, it was so. And normally I don't get like, oh my God, like, how can they say that? Normally I'm not. Shit, you can say whatever the hell you want. It's funny. Nope.
I was like, wow, that's, I don't know if I'd let my kid watch that. And I'm like, what have I become? Good Lord.
The responsible adult.
I had an incident that I'll tell you about. I'll tell you about after.
Okay.
Somebody tried to snatch one of my smokes off of me, and I was like,
tried to snatch. No.
I'm like, no, I'm sorry. I can't allow that. You are underage. Get away from that. I felt like just the world's biggest heel and hypocrite. I'm like, I can't do that because I know your dad, and he's really nice, and he would be genuinely pissed at me, and I'm just doing a brother a solid here.
Your dad's supposed to be the one that gives you your first smoke. Like,
yeah, I can't. You know, if you had asked me like 10 years ago, kid, I probably, you know, more 15 years ago, I'd have been all over getting you wrecked. Like, just hell yeah, get this,
right.
this kid.
Get you stoned roasted. Out of your skull and then send you home.
And I'm like, yeah. And I was just like, I can't do that. Shit. I was kind of, a part of me was disappointed in myself, but I'm like, no, you're a responsible adult. Jesus Christ, what the hell's happened?
So, Elise in the comments, there is a kid's version of Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. Never watched the original Ace stuff, but the kid's movie was made out to be his kid.
Yes, that's the sequel.
Yeah, but Elise, you gotta go watch the original Ace Ventura. Do it.
No.
Also, I just realized I have like Elise... Vulcan eyebrows going on right now.
You do, and it is excellent. I'm quite pleased by that. Yeah, I think Elise will get a kick out of it. It's pretty dirty. It's one of my childhood favorites growing up.
Yeah, it's that's
there's
the
also
thing.
A cartoon of it, which is pretty good.
It's yeah, I want. I vaguely remember the cartoon. I don't know why isn't it animated by the same people who did Johnny Bravo?
I don't know. Think so?
No, I don't know.
I can't for the life of you remember. Hi, welcome to the Maritime Cartoon Podcast.
Da-da-da-da.
We're talking about cartoons.
Have we actually talked about paintball yet? We've been on the air for 34 minutes. I'm not entirely sure we actually talked about paintball.
Oh, yeah. We have talked about paintball. What the hell? I'm the one that's high, and you're the one who's forgetting that we talked about paintball.
Bro,
going to play on Thursday. You poor
burnout thing. Is real, dude. Like, folks, here's what's happening. Here's what's happening. For me, in 56 days, not that I'm counting, I'm going back to school. In those 56 days, I have 1 week where I'm going to be in Alberta for my brother's wedding. Between now and that week in Alberta, I have to hire 5 individuals and get them trained enough that I can leave my store alone and hope to God it doesn't burn to the ground. Then I have to come back and I have to train the new store manager to replace me. And then I'm going to go to school.
I'm
excited.
Afflicted.
It truly is.
Oh,
it truly is. However, I am very excited because I feel like I'm going to step down from store manager. I'm going to go into like part-time sales and I'm going to make more money because I'm going to sell shit out of everything.
Well, it's because you're a salesman, so why wouldn't you?
Right? You'd appreciate this, Tom. Nobody else will, but you'll appreciate this.
Hit me.
I had a guy come in.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I could hear the young fella yelling for his mom. And he comes in and he's getting a MacBook for his son. So I was like, excellent, yeah. Talk about a MacBook, get your education discount. Let's do this, right? Get a MacBook, plus AppleCare, plus we need a sleeve for it, plus a backpack, plus we need something to carry the cables in. Also, we need an iPad and a screen protector and 2 charging cables and an extra charging cable for the MacBook.
You are an
and then a screen protector for his phone.
Human piece of garbage. You are a human piece of garbage. I want you to be aware of that.
I turned a $1,400 MacBook into a $4,500 sale.
Oh.
So, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be unleashed on a store, and I'm just going to sell the shit out of everything.
Is
I got offered
to the floor? No.
I got offered a job
with a brewery because the dude came in to buy a phone. And he left. He's like, I just need a phone. I was like, all right, man. So I upsold him on the phone, sold him a case and a screen protector. What's up, babe?
God damn it.
Yeah.
Why don't I get offered jobs like that? Oh, wait, I know. It's because I sling mop.
I totally lied.
Buddy. I agree, Marky. I've done enough school.
I've never been.
Don't forget.
Sorry. I got caught off guard by Elise's comment. she said, yes, you have. Topics. D-Day. Daddy Brad. That's a new one. Meg Fed scenario game. Trip to Alberta. About sums it up there.
please tell me you guys are... Y'all are coming for the game on the 4th of September. Like, I am crushed. Hey, Alex, I'm Crest Scotia. The PRZ is closing. I'm glad that we're going to get to go up there.
We're going back next year.
We're going back. Absolutely diehard stoked. So I hope you're there because it. Gosh darn it. It just wasn't the same without you, buddy. There was that little bit of flavor that was missing from PRZ was the Maritime flavor that I.
There was too much.
Able to partially bring.
There was too much refined. Maritime flavor. Like, we had Nightmare.
Your Bugaloo gear was...
Right.
Bugaloo, sorry.
We were missing that Scotian level of, like, grit.
We needed the Nova Scotians.
That's what we were missing. We were truly missing the Nova Scotians.
The soft, friendly New Brunswickers and the hard-ass Nova Scotianers meld together to make one friggin' weird little team. We need a couple Islanders. What we need.
Mm-hmm. We need
Islanders.
We need the team, not the team, but like a team of like when I told you this story on the way to PRZ, I think, about when the Maritimers went up, but I don't know if any I've ever told it. I think I've told the story on the show. I must have, but I'm going to retell it. We all went up as the Maritimers, group of us, 15 of us or something like that. Big convoy. It was fucking amazing. It was great. It was like six cars. It was great. Down the highway. We rolled up. Anyways, day of the game, PRZ. The commander, the general, was this like 14-year-old kid because they were just like, the kid really wants to general. Let him go nuts. He's got a second in command who's more experienced at it. So he'll kind of guide from, you know, he'll advise. So it was great. It was awesome. No big deal.
That's good.
But this kid was just like, he was like, man, he's like, I need the Maritimers. I need the Maritimers. I got a job for the Maritimers. I need the Maritimers. He seemed to think we were some elite group because we had a name like the Maritimers. I pulled the XO aside, the second in command. And I was like, bro, like, I love that the kid's got the energy. I was like, but we just drove 12 hours. We're not going to sit on objectives. Like we're going to go explore the field, right? Like we're really not going to follow these rules, these orders. And he goes, I got you. I got you. So we're all around the table. He's got this big map out, and he's just, like, the kid's like just going nuts, right? And he's like, I need the Maritimers to go here. And he's like, bro, he says, how about we let the Maritimers do what the Maritimers do best? And he's like, yeah, what's that? Like, what objective are we going to give them? Because he's thinking like there's something special that we can do. And the XO's like, bro, he's just like, just let him go fuck shit up. Just let him go. Don't give them a direction. Just point them to a spot on the field that you want demolished and then forget that they exist because they're just going to go do their thing. And that's what he did.
They'll be
fine. And he basically pointed to a spot on the map and he's like, can you guys just go here? And we're like, yeah, bro, we'll get there eventually. We hit the field.
We're working on it.
We just worked our way through the field wrecked house the entire time. It was great. That's the energy we need again. We need that.
Mm. I think we found it. We found it at Commando. I found a group of people that I think next year when we come together once again, I can call on the power. I can call on Rhino Power and hook up with the Great Kong, and we're gonna make some. We're gonna make Middle and East power.
Yeah, I want to be able to roll up to a group of people and be like, ladies and gentlemen, who wants to go? Just get fucked up on the field.
Mr. Zach definitely brought that vibe from those lads. and had no fear of going in balls to the wall. And that's the vibe I need. I need somebody who's going to run into the guns
mm-hmm.
of the legendary Mirabelle armor and point at the wolf and laugh at him and then take the shots with me.
Right.
Because I'll do it every time. I don't care.
That's what we need.
I will do it again and again and again and again. And Mr. Rhino knows exactly. We talked about it. I laughed about it. He looked like I was going to run up and smack him in the teeth for just half a second. And I give him a big hug. I'm soaked in sweat. The poor man probably thought I was out of my
shit. Love that I got that.
Probably
in the
thought I was out of my shit. What's that?
In the vlog, I kept that in. Slap. Oh. God, you were wet.
Yeah, I know. It was a moist day. It was an incredibly moist day.
It truly was. Thank God that our hotel room had proper air conditioning. Because
it was rough.
I feel so bad for the cleaning people who had to go in behind us afterwards, and just like, I'm sure we were just used to it, but I'm sure there was a musk in the air. At least this time I didn't close the door and go eye to eye with your jock strap like it did at Commando.
I can tell you for sure that there was some, I felt bad. Like, there was a stank in that room.
Truly
was.
Between us and the gear.
The gear.
It was truly was. truly was.
And the greasy pizza.
Oh, God. We go back, man. We go back to PRZ. We're absolutely getting that pizza.
Oh, yeah. We're going to call Bourbon Street and be like, boys, we're coming back for that pizza. You best have that shit ready.
Right.
And they will in like 20 minutes and deliver it to us because they're sexy. I think we're going to see. Shout out to them, Bourbon Street Pizza. Anybody who is near PRZ, go in there and tell them that these two lunatics from the Maritimes, and I still swear if somebody brings me a Maritime Paintball Podcast patch, I will buy you a Donair. I gave a bunch of them out, and those boys, we're gonna have to bring down some meat or something, because this deserves to have. I think that's what we're gonna do this year. We brought lobster down for Dave. I think this year we're gonna bring Donair.
I like that. I like that idea. I think we should bring down some proper Donair sauce. Right?
I'll get Mr. Prime Minister's sauce, and it'll be prepared. We'll keep it on ice. We'll keep it chilled, and we'll bring it right down for the first night. We'll have a proper Donair dinner.
Yeah, because it's got to be made.
The royal banquet will be of Donair. It's going to wreck some people, too. There's going to be some smashed colons at Commando Paintball.
We'll call Dave. We'll send an email to Marie. Hey, heads up, like 5 extra porta potties. Whatever you're getting brought to the field, add 5. We're bringing Donair.
You're going to have to add a couple. Yeah, we're going to wreck. Sorry, no lobster. You get Donair. Any Maritimer's like, that's some bullshit. Dave and Donair, all those people are like, oh, man, that's.
2022, we brought them high-end, high-class Nova Scotia lobster. 2023, here's meat. We're not entirely sure what's in it, but we just call it Donair meat.
But it's delicious. And you'll probably hate me in the morning for it.
Yeah. Yeah. There'll be minimum one person will puke on the field. Minimum.
No, I don't want anyone to puke off. That's
why I've
cool.
done it.
That's Donair.
What? Well, no, I slammed a bologna.
It's not fun.
I slammed a bologna sandwich and then hit the field and immediately brought it back up.
Oh.
Had to lift my mask away, like behind a bunker. It was just like I was in a firefight. Too. It was like whoop, whoop.
No.
Flop.
I'm not gonna lie, dude. I am not down with bologna. I am so grossed out by bologna. It is.
I love bologna. I will fight any motherfucker who says bologna is not good, including you, Tom.
Oh,
I will fight
you. All right. Well, I guess next weekend we're gonna have a round, because I will dispute the deliciousness of bologna, no matter what. Mrs. B loves that shit. I am not down with bologna.
Love.
I don't know why.
Team bologna versus Team Donair. Oh.
Clearly, the Donair team will win, because we're not full of Donair. You're full of bologna. So,
see, Alexander Cameron's got his newfie steak. Exactly. Brittany is saying bologna is gross. Great. I'll eat all the
bologna. My girl, go fight you. Go. You're going to fight a pregnant woman?
Just for that.
You're going to fight a pregnant woman? Do it.
God, no.
Do it.
No. She's got the strength of one and one and a half people.
One and a half? Where the fuck are you? Where's your math come from, brother?
Because the little one's not done growing yet.
God, one and a half, dude?
No, wait. According to the timeline.
I feel like Pinhead. I'm sorry.
According to the timeline, I'm pretty sure he's like, I think little one there is about the size of a grain of rice. Or two grains of rice or something like that at this point. Like, it's... A green pea. I'm being informed by my... Hold on, wait. It's coming in now. It's...
It's coming in now.
That it's the size of a green pea. So anyways. Yeah. We're going to go back to Piercy. We're going to go back to D-Day next year. What else?
We got Piercy. Then again, I got to continue to hype this game at Moncton Paintball. There's going to be surprises.
Operation. What is it? Biowarfare? Biowarfare.
I believe it's Operation Biowarfare.
Yeah.
There are going to be some prizes. There is going to be some excellent teams. I don't know if the Fantastic Elise responded. Maybe our September travel plans have yet to be made. Okay.
But yeah,
I think you should come and visit us so that Mr. Jacob can come and get his revenge on me, because now the dastardly king needs to strike again. And
Greg Bailey wants to set up a GoFundMe to get you and me down to every big game.
Dude. From my heart, I love you. If you guys can do it, I will listen. $20 is $20, so I will whore myself out in any way, shape, or form for you people, because I will do anything. I won't ask that because I feel like a shite, and I don't want to ask that. So you don't have to do shit like that.
I feel like,
but fuck, I want to go so
right.
Bad.
It's one of those things where it's like if a group of people were just like. Like, bro, we're going to give you a bunch of money to come travel here.
I am not that cool. I'm not that cool. I am not Nightmare.
I'd have such a complex. Cool. I would just be like, and not like a good complex, not like a superiority complex or like a God complex. I would have a complex of just like, I'm not worthy. I would have such a imposter syndrome. Like, it would just the entire time. And I would overthink everything. I would feel so bad.
Oh. We don't think about those things. Oh, fucking Scotia, I got that Shocker amp, and holy absolute rippin' fuck. What a beautiful, beautiful piece of equipment. Absolutely in love with it. It shot like butter. And the only specification I gave the good Mr. G at Moncton Paintball was, I don't want PE. I just don't. I know, Marky.
Yeah.
I know how good they are. I've shot them. I will not dispute how good the CS2 is, how good the ETHA 2. Like, holy shit, what a beautiful, reliable marker. But I prefer to irritate myself to no end by having some sort of problem. That's why I had a MilSig. And it broke down, and an Empire Axe Pro, and it died, and a Mini. Actually, I sold the Mini, and I regret selling it. Fuck, that thing was a good gun. Good mark.
I'm going to frame my Mini. I think I'm done.
Oh, I got to fire the mutant Youngblood fixing up that mutant 98 custom for me.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just shotgunning paint.
Nice.
Like it's a blend. He's calling it the blender right now. Mr. Zach, I am going to get in touch with you because I keep forgetting that he is the authority on Titmans. If something's wrong with a Titman, it's probably not. That's what I figure. Oh, yes. Who else I had to to say awesome things about because I haven't got to play with it yet. MWR.
Mm-hmm.
That printing company that made me
printing a dead, company. You mean sexy that one dude for... who makes amazing shit, Sam.
Shut up! Yes, Sam is dope. He is awesome. I bought an extender for a helmet mount. Not thinking that it was odd that it was only $20. Well, I got the extender mount.
How long did you fight
really
with it?
Really well made. Oh, about 30 seconds. I looked at it and like, there's something wrong here. And then I looked at it and I went, fuck. So I messaged Sam, and Sam's like, I don't think the mount we make will fit it. And I just, you've got one you're looking for me.
Yeah, I've got an HK Army mount here, but somewhere.
I don't, I'm going to see, I'm going to check on, you know what, defconpaintball.com probably has one. We'll have to check there after the show.
Probably, or you can reach out to Zach Joseph.
Mr. Zach, he is the sexiest man in Ontario that listens to our show.
Yeah,
but he's one of them. There's some awful sexy ones.
Greg saying we discussed that we're renting an RV. All of us will be coming up next year. NFT, depending on what big game you guys have coming up in New Brunswick. Big game, New Brunswick. That's funny.
We don't have big games.
Bro, but, there is more.
Our premier field is going to hold 100 people.
Yeah.
We could get 100 people at Moncton, and that would jam-pack that field, and it would be fucking like the final battle all day long in the town would be sick. It's a small little field, but holy hell, you boys would.
I think if he opened up the back of the field where he was building a classic woods ball field, if we opened that up and further back, I don't know if he can or not. I don't know how far back we can go.
I don't know how far back he can go.
Because you could do some serious attack and defend the town. Would be pretty dope.
Right?
But yeah, unfortunately,
slightly large game at most. Yeah. Like, I mean, we're going to get a good idea this week, on the 4th of what kind of numbers we can draw. This is why, again, I want to hype this MagFed game because these guys are awesome. It would be if we got monked in a big game, it would be an open class. The speedball lads would go mental. Those Ontario guys would just rip the place up. It would be so fun.
Josh Mastrada, yes, you are 60. A little late. Because the show's over in about 6 minutes.
What's going on, buddy? That's okay. He can catch us after.
Absolutely. As soon as I catch up on the backlog of editing.
Yes. Editing. My first attempt at GoPro recording. Since I was a dimwit, I clamped a not unreasonably sized game. Exactly, Zach. I clamped the GoPro on the barrel, and I didn't realize that it would pick up every sound, like the rotor doing its thing. Every time I moved my hand on the gun, like the hand.
Yeah, the mics on them are brutally sensitive. So, what I would suggest is,
please
swapping it obviously to your head when you get the mount is going to cut down a ton on the noise. But Nightmare did it, and it was fucking genius. Is he got, you know those little, like, foam pads that you can get for furniture? What I'm talking about? He actually stuck one to his mask so that the camera never touched the plastic. It kind of sit against a cushion the entire time. Otherwise, you'd literally just hear the entire time, right?
No. 100%. 100%. He and I were talking about that, and he suggested that to me. And because, you know, he's a piece of shit. I mean, a really nice guy that can give advice to anybody who's trying to record paintball, because I love that our vlog is a 15-minute vlog with literally no paintball in it. At no point in that entire vlog do we fire a single paintball. We continue our reign of being the paintball podcast without paintball.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I loved it. I loved every second of that vlog. I thought it was hilarious.
Got to cut it down by about 4.5 to 5 minutes just to get it down to a little more digestible. God. But yeah, it's an entire paintball vlog about a paintball field with no paintball in it. I'm mildly impressed by myself for being able to pull off that kind of editing. Next year, really, really hoping to get... I'm learning... We're learning every time, right? We're learning every time we do one of these things. We know what we need to do next time. We need to, I think what we need desperately is you and I both shooting video at the same time.
Well, we're already halfway there. I'm going to be running video. I need some more a couple more batteries to get me through a day, or at least be a little more judicious with my recording. Again, first time trying. But yeah, we definitely need that. Cut the raw audio and overlay 90s rap instrumentals. I was thinking more like early 90s pop punk.
I'd be okay with
that. Or early 90s punk. I would not even pop punk. Just like, you know, give me the Rancid. Give me the Op Ivy. I've got some local guys that are gonna that have been so gracious as to hook me up with their tunes so that we can use some of their music.
Love it.
Which is awesome because there's some really cool music I'm looking forward to getting on the show because those guys are awesome.
Yeah. We just need to get a little bit more third-person perspective on the field, like of gameplay and of people doing stuff. Unfortunately, when we traveled to PRZ, one, the heat nearly killed me, and two, we were too worried about getting on the field and playing a PRZ. That's the hardest part to balance.
Yeah, chalk that up to my inexperience. I apologize for that one.
I've been there before, but I was just so pumped to play that.
Yeah.
Right? I didn't think to record enough. And that's the hard part is with these vlogs is like I want to go and I want to play and I want to experience the field and I don't want to experience it through my camera, but I have to, you know? Yeah.
And I really think that's where I was trying to remember my camera.
Yeah. And I really do think that's where getting like a little GoPro or something on my shoulder or putting something on my head, maybe not my head. I feel like the perspective from my head would be too tall, be too high. Except I'm 5.5 feet tall. So it might actually just be the right height for most people. You know,
that's why I'm looking forward to doing my, my pit tour. Like I did at PRZ where I just kind of wandered from pit to pit and visited everybody who was, again, wickedly gracious and super nice to let this random arse with a crown and a big gap tooth grin coming in having a puff. Hey, buddy. What's going on? Trying to take photos. Elise, yeah. And it shows, though, with you because I see you taking pictures more than I see you playing. And that, it's like, ah. Oh. She's so much fun to play with. Her pictures are so amazing.
Yes.
And I feel like a heel because I'm just like, I'd rather her play, but then you don't get those dope pictures. And
yeah, Zach got it right. He enjoys chasing playmakers with his GoPro because it makes epic footage. And that's what I want. That's the goal for the next vlog is, and I'm thinking maybe the next vlog will be the September 4th game. We'll vlog that. I will bite the bullet and I will step out and I will record some proper gameplay because I feel like that game is going to have some actual playmakers. We're going to have some people who are really going to like move and do some cool shit. Like I want to catch on footage. I want to catch in slow motion somebody running up, pulling a pair of like bolt cutters off their back, cutting through a chain and like you know what I mean? Like that shit's going to look cool. So that's the stuff I want to get done.
I'm copying Christopher Struck.
Tom must be watching my videos if he wants to kind of copy me. Yeah, I think he means the punk rock. Chris is big into the punk rock.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no, dude. I haven't, to my shame, I have not watched a lot of your stuff. And I'm an old school punk fan. 1993, and I say old school. 1993. But when punk made its big resurgence after Cobain's death, and it made that big upswing. Skater videos from that era are amazing. The paintball videos from that era are just like.
Yeah. The other thing I need to get past, and if anybody has any advice on this, is how to get past it, is I need to get over the anxiety of filming in public places. Like, I would love to shoot more footage just. Of like when we, you know, every time we stopped at one of those, we stopped at that spot there in Quebec or in Ontario, and it was like convenience store slash grocery store slash like McDonald's thing. Remember, I don't know what they're called. Rest stops of some kind.
The one where we stopped in the Burger King?
Yeah.
Supper?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, just like...
Yeah, it was a cool little spot.
It was very 80s. Like, turquoise... You know what I mean?
It felt like an old... An old inside mall like what we used to have here. I kind of get your vibe.
I can picture the thin metal ashtrays. Like, you know what I mean? So, like, I just got to get over the anxiety of filming places like that because that would have been dope. And the odd routes. We got to film the odd routes.
We can. Exactly. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, Rhino. We 100%. Need to get more of that stuff. It's just getting a little more comfortable with it, and it's kind of getting the vibe of it. I'll have my GoPro running. Hopefully we have a mount sorted out.
Yeah, Zach says he's got one for you. Zach makes some killer mounts too.
Alarmed. Oh, he did. Sorry, I didn't see that. Don't be alarmed, for I am internet famous. No, I will not. I flat out refuse to announce that I'm internet famous because I am not.
People I will. I'll do that on September 4th. On better drugs. I'll walk onto the field and just people be like, what up? I'm internet famous.
I am not. I am the king of paintball, but I am not internet famous, nor will I be. I'll just declare that I'm the king and make that one dude from Moncton go, what's with the crown? I'm the fucking king.
Right. What makes you the king?
Self-explanatory?
Yeah, like, exactly.
Do I need to explain it? Who says I'm the king? I say I'm the king.
Who said she's the queen? The Queen of England is the Queen of England. Why? Because she's the Queen of England.
Because she's the Queen of England. There's a whole bunch of weird stuff about that. So how could she be the queen? Because she's the Queen of England.
Exactly. Exactly. And on that bombshell.
Smiled. Aw. Aw, Rhino, you're a sweetheart, buddy. I love you, man. I really do like those guys. They genuinely grew on me, and I can't wait to see them again.
We will get back there.
With that delicious... And yes, go spend some time with your kid, Scotia. She sounds adorable, you lucky bastard. Mine's asleep. Mrs. B's coming home with some snacks. Nice. So on that delicious bombshell, I think that's it.
That's it, folks. Amazing. So thanks so much for hanging out with us. For everyone who chatted, commented, liked, and shared, appreciate it. Huge shout out to the sponsors of the show, DefCon Paintball. DefConPaintballGear.com, PBSwagbag.com, Moncton Paintball. Yes, huge shout out to them. And keep an eye out. Hopefully that PRZ vlog will be out in the next 10 days. I'm hoping to have it cut down, finished up, polished, and uploaded to YouTube for all 10 of you to view. Super pumped for it.
Oh, our hope to be sponsors, Grindr and Blue Chew.
Blue Chew. Yeah, yeah.
Somewhat. I'm just trying. If I say it enough times, Blue Chew, maybe it'll pop up on an algorithm, Blue Chew, and they'll get our attention.
Blue Chew.
We'll get Blue Chew. We get their attention. Maybe they'll let us sell some Grindr. Maybe we get people really.
Tell you, that's a good combination of sponsors, though. Combination of like Blue Chew and Grindr. So that's
Blue Chew,
folks.
Grindr. Can we get Trojan?
I think we. Direct? I mean, more than likely, probably
I mean,
Trojan.
You're a terrible spokesperson for them. You've got a kid.
So do you.
Yeah, but I. Yeah. A terrible spokesperson for pulling it, aren't we?
Or we're the perfect spokesperson for them.
One or the other, yes.
Yeah, yes. All right, folks, we're out of here. Thank you so much, and until next week, cheers.
Bye.